Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is Jig Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Story Time with Jig Money. That's right, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm welcoming you to join in on the radio party. That's right. We're having a show on the radio, and I'm the entertainer of the year, and I'm hosting the party for your listening pleasure. So, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's 102 degrees. It's been 100 plus for the last 2 weeks, and they're saying it's going to be in the 115 up to 118 before the heat wave starts to go down to being in the 90s. So we're going to be hot. And if you come to Vegas now, Vegas is in the desert in Nevada, and it's summertime. So it's hot weather in Las Vegas. That's right. It's hot. The sun is shining. The skies are blue, and it's hot. We're having a heat alert notice that started, heat advisory started 2 days ago, because they're thinking that it's going to be over 100, 103, 107 degrees for the next 2 weeks. So we have a strong heat advisory out. They want you to stay hydrated. Make sure you drink plenty of water. And with the virus in town, make sure you're wearing your mask when you go outside, and make sure you have your 6 feet of social distancing. Make sure you wash your hands on a regular basis and keep your hands out of your face. And make sure you don't get into any crowds of 10 or more people with your 6 feet of social distancing. So that way, we can stop the spread of the virus. And they're kind of saying they want everybody to stay at home unless you have some emergency that you have to go outside of your house to take care of. So other than that, it's a good day in Las Vegas. It's hot. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place to be. After all, Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. Although right now, we don't have any entertainment going on. It's just me, live on the radio. So tell all your friends to sit back and be prepared, because I'm going to entertain them to the best of my ability with some jokes and some stories and some commercial shorts. Oh, yeah, we got a whole day planned. And, of course, we're going to play some fantastic music for your listening pleasure. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, relax, get a brew, and chill. Because it's showtime in Las Vegas. Worldwide. Okay, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break and pay some of these bills, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino and made sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope? I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out, and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house. So the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs, the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here, and be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming, and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes. Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. It's the Internet Radio Show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up and listen to today's radio show. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So sit back and listen as we put the show together for your listening pleasure. Today is Monday, the first day of the week, and we have an exciting show lined up for you. So, I have a guest in the studio. His name is G Money, the Pimp Comic. And he works in the casinos in Las Vegas. But because of the pandemic affair, he hasn't been working, because all the casinos are shut down because of the virus. So he's been in the studio with me, and we have been talking, telling jokes, and having a good time. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for G Money, the Pimp Comic. Thank you, everybody in Radio Land. It's my pleasure to be on G Money's radio show. It's always a good time, and I always enjoy myself on your radio show. I hope you enjoy the jokes that I tell and the stories that I entertain you with, because it's always big fun on the radio. Now, since we're not performing in Las Vegas, it's nice to be able to come to the radio show and perform around the world, because that's where my audience is. They're all around the world. And I'm looking forward to going back on tour and being able to entertain everybody around the world. So I have a joke for you that I'm going to tell you today. And it goes like this. There was a man that was in bed sleeping, and his mother went up the stairs and woke him up and said, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed and go, because you got to go to school, you know." And he was like, "Oh, Mama, I'm still tired. I don't want to go to school. Let me sleep 15 more minutes, and then I'll get up and get dressed and go to school." And his mother said, "Okay, I'll set your snooze alarm for 15 minutes, and then when the alarm goes off, I'm going to come back up and get you up so you can get ready to go to school." And he said, yeah. And he went on back to sleep. And so she set his alarm for 15 minutes, and she left the room. Well, 15 minutes later, the alarm went off, and she came up the stairs. "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed and go, because you got to go to school, you know." And he's like, "But Mama, I don't want to go to school. The teachers don't like me, and the kids talk about me. I don't want to go to school today." And she said, "Well, I don't know what to tell you." And he said, "Just let me sleep 15 more minutes, and then I'll get up and I'll get dressed and I'll go to school." And his mother said, "All right, I'll give you 15 more minutes. I'll set your snooze alarm for 15 minutes, and I'm going to go back downstairs. And when the alarm goes off, I'm going to come back upstairs and I'm going to get you up, and you got to get dressed. And you got to hurry up so that you're not late to school." And he said, yeah. And he went back to sleep. So she set his alarm for 15 minutes, and she went back downstairs. So 15 minutes later, the alarm went off, and she came up the stairs. Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get out of bed. It's time for you to get ready to go to school so you won't be late, don't you know? And he said, Mama, I don't want to go to school. The teachers don't like me and the kids talk about me. I don't want to go to school. And she said, well, I don't care if the teachers talk about you and if the kids don't like you. You got to go to school today because it's your job. You're the principal. Yeah. So, I'm G Money, so pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. Thank you, G Money, for letting me tell my joke on your radio show. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your worldwide fans. And I hope your listening audience just gets larger and larger and bigger as we go about our business. Because the comedy business is a big business. So thank you again for letting me share with your radio show. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Yeah, we're right on G Money, Pimp Comedy. Yeah, man. We really enjoyed your attention, your participation in our radio show. We thought the joke was really funny, and I'm sure my audience appreciated the joke. So, now, let's get on with more of the radio show. DJ Papa D, play a song for us, or play another comedy short, and then play one of my songs. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I was in Los Angeles, California. I think I was like 19 at the time. And I was dating this girl named Brenda. And her mother asked me if I was coming to her house for a birthday party. And I said, sure, I'm her boyfriend. I'll be at her party. Her mother said, okay. Are you going to bring her a present? And I said, sure, I'm going to bring her a present. I said, by the way, how old is she going to be on her birthday? And her mother told me she was going to be 15. And I was like, 15? Now, this looked like a grown woman with big breasts and a beautiful face. And I was like, 15? 15? That means I was dating a 14-year-old girl.
San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, I. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me. It says, oh, one girl waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls.
It's a
and they looked at us and started
started waving at us, saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? Those girls are calling."
It's a tender.
And he said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on." And he said, "That doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street."
It's a tender.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked, and I said, "What do you mean? They all got dresses on." He said, "Well, let's go over there and look."
It's a tender.
And he said, "Look at their neck." And I said, "Look at their neck. What do you mean?" And I looked, and they said, "The ones with the knot in their neck are not women."
It's a tender.
And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I said, "But they got dresses on." And I said, "Oh my God." And I was like checking them out.
It's a tender.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a tender.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, "Oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might just pop." I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, "What's going on?" G-Money presents The Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes. Because if you think you're funny, I'm going to roast your butt. G-Money presents The Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money. Hey, This is G Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? Are you enjoying today's radio show? It's Monday, the first day of the week, and I think we got the show started on a real good foot. So we're going to continue with the show. I got a small joke that I remember that I want to tell you that I got from G Money, the Pimp Comic. And it goes something like this. If big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? They work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. Eileen. Eileen brings you breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Yep, that was from G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ Papa D. Let's see, before we tell the story of the day, why don't we play another song? How about G Money's a Pimp? Play that song. I like that song a lot. And then we'll be more back for more of the radio show in a minute.
Plan made the man.
been all over the world. Show me what you can do.
My favorite song off of my album, Story Time with G Money. Yes, that is. That's my favorite song. All right, well, now it's time for me to tell you a story. Since that's what I'm hosting Story Time with G Money. So now I've recorded a story for your listening pleasure. So, DJ Papa D, play the recorded story for my listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show and a few more songs in a minute.
I was walking down the street and I found this cooler, and the cooler had wheels on it. So I started pulling the cooler down the street, and I thought, oh, this would be great. I can go to the Sam Boyd Stadium, and I got my food stamp card, so I can get me, oh, two or three cases of sodas, and I can buy some beer, and I can get on the bus and take my cooler to Sam Boyd Stadium. So that's what I did. I went into a gas station and bought a bag of ice, and I bought three cases of sodas. And then I went into the liquor department, and I bought three 24-ounce cans of beer because I wanted to get fucked up. And I got on the bus and rode the bus to Sam Boyd Stadium. And I got out, and the game hadn't started yet, but the teams were out on the field, and they were practicing. They were warming up. So I started walking around the stadium in the parking lot, and I started seeing all of these people pulling into the parking lot, and I could see them pulling out their big screen TVs and They were setting up their barbecue pits, and I had my cooler full of soda, and I was walking around, and I popped my St. Ives, and I was drinking my St. Ives beer while I was walking around the parking lot. And then some people were pulling out their trucks, and they pulled out their barbecue pits. And some people had set their big screen TVs out on the in the parking lot. So they were sitting around, and they had lounge chairs. And I was really impressed with how everybody was setting up for the game. So I walked all around the parking lot. And I hadn't started selling anything. I was just drinking my beer, checking everybody out. And I walked around, and when I finished my first can of beer, I said, okay, I got 72 sodas. So I said, all right, I'm going to start selling sodas. How much should I sell the sodas for? I said, well, let me start off with 50 cents of soda. So I started walking around, and I was telling people, I got ice cold sodas, 50 cents a piece. And I walked around, and a few people came to me, and they bought some sodas. So I started making a little money, and I was feeling pretty good. And I popped the old English, and I started drinking my beer. And I was walking around, and I stopped to watch the football game on a couple of TVs, and I could hear them cheering for the games and getting excited. And I really didn't care who won, even though I'm here in Las Vegas. I wasn't really caring about UNLV winning the game. I was just interested in making some money. So I walked around, and I met a couple of people, and they bought some sodas from me, and I sat up and talked to them while we watched the game for a little bit. And we were having a good time in the parking lot. And then it was halftime, and I was seeing people, and they were drunk. Oh, man. There were some people that were so drunk. They were tripping and falling over each other. They were betting on the game, and they were dropping money on the ground. And so I was trying to get another beer to drink. And they had a couple of people that were like, well, I could give you a beer, but I'm going to have to charge you. And I was like, okay. I got a few dollars. I can give you a dollar for a beer. And so they sold me a beer for a dollar. And it was only a 12-ounce can. I didn't even get a 24-ounce can. I got a 12-ounce. So I was happy. I drank the beer anyway because I had drank three already. So I was feeling no pain. And I was just walking around. And but I was just tripping off of all of the guys that were drunk, and their wives were drunk. At least I think they were their wives. They could have been their girlfriends, and they could have been students from UNLV. And they were just drunk in the parking lot, and I was laughing. Oh, they were tripping over each other. It was funny. I was like, well, these people look crazy when they get drunk. But that's how they do it in Las Vegas. You know, getting drunk is an everyday thing. So I was walking around, and I sold some more sodas, and I got invited into this motorhome to play some dominoes. So I got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers, and I had a good time. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, And he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquette fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire. And nobody came to help him. And I just stood there, and I was in shock. I was like, man is burning up. His clothes are burning up. And nobody was running over there to help him. So I took some ice out of my cooler and put it on his clothes and tried to cool him off, tried to stop him from burning up. And I stopped most of the fire, and then somebody came and put a blanket on him. So after they put his fire out, and I walked up, and it was the fourth quarter, and the game was about to be over, and somebody came up and bought my last 12 sodas. So I was happy with that. I sold out. And I just walked off the parking lot, but it was the end of the game. So I just emptied my cooler, and I walked out, walked down the street, got to Las Vegas Boulevard, and I got to the strip, and I got on the bus and went home, and I counted my money, and I said, woo-wee. Money hit the jackpot. Eat, stretch, and rich today. And I went home and I bought me some burgers at Burger King. And then I stopped again at Jack in the Box. Boy, I ate like 3 times before I got home. That was a long bus ride. But it was a good day for G Money. Yes, it was. It was a great day.
Hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Just one look at you.
That night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay." My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 Bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of "I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of "I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. StoryTimeWithGMoney.com. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. So, support G-Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? How are you doing today? Are you enjoying today's radio show? Because the clock on the wall is about to say that's all. But it's still time for me to play a couple of my songs for your listening pleasure. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Papa D, for playing the music and the comedy and playing my story for your listening pleasure. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody can follow the activities that we're talking about all around the world. Yep. So it's time for me to play another song from my album. I put this song together for all of my fraternity and sorority brothers and sisters from college. It's called the Sigma Step Song, and I'm the step master. So DJ Papa D, play that song for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
Woo, woo, doggy style.
clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp, clap, step, step, stomp, clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp, clap, step, step, stomp. Hey, wait a second, to get down. Want to get down. Oh, yeah. Get down, brothers, do the double step. Double step, double step. Get down, brothers, do the double step. Double step, double step. Hey, wait a second, to get down. We want to get down. Big brother, serious business. Okay, let's doggy step. Doggy step, brother, big brother, the doggy step. On two times, on three times, on four times, marching up four times. On two times, on three times, marching up, doggy jumps it up. Eight by eight, Kappa Alpha Psi. That's K-A Psi or Phi Nu Phi. A crash so nice, they had to name it twice. Omega Psi Phi, Q Dogs, Omega Psi Phi. Brothers, Sigma Dog Bunny Yard. Let's step down, huh? Let's throw down. Step, 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 clap, 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 clap.
Brothers, my frat that's listening to this radio show, I thought I'd leave that one for you to hear and for you to remember the days. Now, I want to go back to GG Money. GG Money, I've been a G since the day I was born. GG Money, GG Money, I've been a G since the day I was born. I wore diamonds and gold, and I dressed real fine. All the ladies loved me, and they wanted to be mine. Okay, DJ Papa D, play that song for the listening audience.
Get up!
And we'll... GG Money, GG Money, GG Money, GG Money, GG Money, woo, I'm GG Money, I've been a G since the day I was born. GG Money, all the ladies love me and they want to be mine. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money. I've been a G since the day I was born. GG Money, I'm college educated. I got 5 degrees. affair around the world. So, DJ, please play my prayer for the listening audience so that we can pray, hopefully pray this evilness away. And I'll see you tomorrow on Tuesday. Talk to you later. Have a good night. Be careful. Be safe. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. he's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
G-Money presents The Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm gonna roast your butt. G-Money presents The Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money. G-Money, the pimp comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A., and the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com, and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A., and record 16 bars of your best lyrics, and then send it to me. 15 bars. Storytime with GMoney.com.
And I'm butt naked.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.